This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Sardis, Wake Up, and was written by David Bast. Today's scripture is Revelation 3, verses 1 through 4, and Luke 13, verses 1 through 5. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, the words of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works. You have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. Remember then what you received and heard. Keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come against you. Yet you have still a few names in Sardis, people who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. There were some present at that very time who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them? Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. I was driving along and noticed a billboard that had been put up by a local atheists group. It said, millions of Americans are living happily without religion. I thought, of course they are. When you have plenty of money and good health and can travel all over, it's hard not to be happy. But what happens when those things are taken away? By a pandemic, for example. What we call pandemics, the ancients called plagues, and Revelation is full of them. Seals are broken. Trumpets blown, bowls of wrath are poured out. War, famine, and pestilence are unleashed. A quarter of the world dies, then a third. And the plagues keep coming. What's the point? The point is to get everyone's attention. C.S. Lewis, in The Problem of Pain, wrote, God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. We might think of plagues as teachable moments. It's God's shouting to the world, wake up, people, repent. Millions of people living happily without religion are millions of people living happily without God. But that kind of happiness cannot and will not go on. Unless they wake up to the truth, they're in for a truly rude awakening and an unexpected and uncomfortable divine visitation. As Christians, we are not immune from slumbering under the illusion of security. Might Jesus be wanting to shake us up, as he did the church in Sardis? This has been Words of Hope. For more devotional resources, including a print copy of this devotional, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.